There's not enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the glass.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada on hold for a month, but 10% tariffs on certain Chinese-made goods are going into effect. China retaliating with a 15% tariff on products from the U.S., including crude oil and coal. Elon Musk, at the direction of President Trump, has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development, which provides humanitarian assistance around the world.
USAID spends $43 billion a year, about 1% of the federal budget, feeding millions of children, bringing food, water, and shelter to victims of natural disasters. But the administration claims USAID also spent millions on more questionable programs.
ABC's Christian Cordero, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, visiting El Salvador, says the president there has agreed to take violent U.S. criminals, including American citizens, to prisons in El Salvador.
Immigrants marching against President Trump's immigration policies.
This is ABC News. Evacuations underway from certain Greek islands with earthquake after earthquake hitting. It's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
More than 500 underwater earthquakes recorded in the Greek islands over the past few days, prompting concerns about a potentially more powerful event. People are being told to avoid large indoor gatherings. Schools have been closed and hundreds are evacuating on ferries and planes. Greek officials have also sent special forces and rescue teams as a precaution. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Insurance company State Farm is now asking California for an emergency 22% rate increase. It says over the last 5 years, it has racked up $5 billion in underwriting losses in the state. State Farm says it's paid out more than $1 billion in claims after the Los Angeles wildfires. And there's hope that car prices might actually come down a bit. Automakers now reportedly ramping up production of less expensive models. Experts say many companies are stuck with too many unsold high-end cars and trucks. This is ABC News.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold, $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. Baldwin says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it an unconstitutional and illegal power grab. Absentee ballot deadlines are approaching for Wisconsin's February 18th spring primary. Starting today, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. Voters need to show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. And the Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to check to see if your home qualifies for special flood insurance. Most homeowners' policies don't cover that damage and require special additions. You can find out more and where to apply online at floodsmart.gov.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha, when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance, and Elena, when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday's sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few clouds around, temperatures in the lower single digits, wind chills around 10 below though, thanks to a northwest wind. On Tuesday, plenty of clouds, highs in the middle teens, some snow for your Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's zero at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stronger. some of the Mondays that I've been through. Temptation Tuesday, might be sorry, but come next Monday I'm gonna give up on. Ain't gonna call you after a day or two. Ain't gonna miss you, honey. And even if I do, I'll never tell you.
Twin sister Betty Lou, and we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. As good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw, Cadillac Style, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits. Have some more snow in the forecast. We have our ag weather forecast here next hour. Also this hour, we will be chatting with Sarah Schmidt from AMPI. AMPI has been recognized by the state of Minnesota for some of their trade efforts. We'll find out more about that here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segments. Later on tonight, we have more boys basketball for you. Durand, Arkansas hosting Elmwood Plum City. We'll have that game for you starting at 7 with the AdventHealth Panther preview and tip-off at 7:15. And later on this week, we're on the road to the Corn Soy Expo. We'll be heading out tomorrow, actually, for the Corn Soy Expo. And we'll be having reports on Thursday and Friday from the Corn Soy Bean Expo. We'll be listening for those interviews during future editions of the Morning Farm Report. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we look into the latest microbiome research with Dr. Noel Noyes, assistant professor of the Department of Veterinary Population Medicine at the University of Minnesota. So what exactly is the microbiome?
It's actually not an easy thing to define, and scientists get into heated arguments about this specific definition. So I like to use sort of more of like a down-to-earth definition. I think of the microbiome as sort of this invisible universe of living things that we can't see that are coating our bodies on the outside and the inside. They're living, you know, on our keyboard, and they're living on our farms and on the animals and all of the components of the farm. It's not just bacteria, so that's an important thing. It's other microorganisms like viruses and fungi and even like protozoa, which of course are really important in the rumen as an example. So there are all those little microscopic things that have their own life going on. And some of them, you know, can be harmful, as we know, the pathogens, but some are very beneficial and some are probably just hanging out and not doing much. But trying to tease all of that apart is a huge challenge. And it's what I love about my job, because we actually don't know more than we do know. So there's a whole bunch of things about the microbiome that we don't even know what's like what's fully there. So it's like a whole new frontier, sort of. So it's really fun to work on.
Listening to comments from Dr. Noel Noyes from a recent PDP Dairy Signal discussing the latest microbiome research.
The microbiome is, I almost think of it almost as like its own, it's not an organ system really, but it's almost like the immune system, right? Like it's critical to our functioning as like a living being, and it's critical to cows functioning as a living being. It is involved in immunity and sort of developing the immune system, making sure the immune system is working properly. It's involved in resistance to pathogens. It's involved probably in like signaling with the host so that the host cells are doing what they should be doing at certain times. So it is definitely a totally essential component of life for a cow. And we know from some pretty fundamental studies that animals that are born and raised in sterile conditions, so like where we're trying to like prevent them from getting a microbiome, they just don't develop normally. There's some, though, it's certainly just very critical to normal functioning. I guess my wish is that when they go out onto their farm, they're sort of like imagining the microbiome in their head, because it's truly everywhere. And I think that almost, it's really helpful to think about it that way, because it makes you realize, like, first of all, how essential it is to the functioning of the farm, right? The functioning of the cow, the herd, the environment, even the crops. I mean, everything, right? And that's, to me, like just a really great perspective to start from. And then just to think, yeah, about how every time you're managing something, you're managing the microbiome. Just that very broad level is really helpful when we start to talk about specific research findings, right? To have that broad perspective is a great starting point. And then I guess my second thing would be to, you know, if you're thinking about trying to support the microbiome of your cows or your herd, or you're thinking about certain products that are available, who can you reach out to talk to about it and like talk through some of the most recent findings and how that relates to this specific decision that you're trying to make?
That's Dr. Noel Noyes from the University of Minnesota from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. What is the size of the U.S. cattle herd as we kick off 2025?
USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell with the numbers from the January cattle inventory report.
All cattle and calves in the United States on January 1st of this year was estimated to be 86.7 million head. That's about 1% lower than what it was a year ago.
Reflecting a continued contraction in the cattle inventory. However,
there are some indications there might be opportunities in the future for producers to retain and expand. The number of feeder animals outside feedlots is estimated to be about 24.6 million head, which is down down slightly from a year ago, although it's not quite down as sharply as the total herd would be. So in addition, some of the revisions in 2024 indicated that the number of cattle outside feedlots was a little bit higher than what the numbers were estimated to be about a year ago.
Pointing to more supplies in 2024 than previously estimated. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we Harvey, turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mel McDaniel and Louisiana Saturday Night here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, one above in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the March contract is traded down 1 cent to 1961, April at 1931, May 1924, June 1854. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2 to 179, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 186 and a quarter, 4 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 243, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 134, 7 trades on the day. Dry whey down 2 at 62 and 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could be mostly mixed after a wild day yesterday in the markets. After the all of the news with all of the tariffs, traders are hoping to have reacted to all the news that broke over the weekend. The market will find better support today. The cattle inventory report was about as bullish as it could be, but the news over the weekend, tariffs being placed on Mexico and Canada, along with Mexico cattle imports soon to resume, took a toll on the livestock contracts. They then got some reprieve in the markets due to those tariffs against Mexico and Canada being postponed for a month. Now, it just was announced earlier this morning that China has issued 15% retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. It does not include many agriculture products, at least yet, but that could affect the markets today. February live cattle opened the day at 202.97, April 200.15, June 194.47. March feeder cattle opened at 270.50, April 269.82, May 267.97. February hogs opened at 84.32, April 86.35, May 90.72. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are mixed, soybeans flat, wheat slightly lower. A lot of this is after the reprieve of the tariffs for Canada and Mexico. Those were announced yesterday, that reprieve. That helps the markets. But again, these new tariffs that China has now imposed, these 15% tariffs in retaliation to the U.S. tariffs, is providing some pressure to the market here, at least early this morning in some contracts. Not all, though. March corn up 1 3/4 to 490.5. May up 3/4 to 5.5. July down 3/4 to 502.75. New crop down 1 1/4 to 464. March beans steady at 1058.25. May down 3/4 to 1072. July down 1 to 1086. New crop down 2 at 1061.25. March soybean meal up 410 this morning to 307.80. March soybean oil, though, down $1.35 to 45.16. Chicago wheat, March down 3.5 to 563.25. May down 3 to 575.5. Minneapolis wheat, March down 6.5 to 610. May down 6.25 to 618.25. Energy markets this morning, triple digit losses in the oil markets. March crude oil down $1.59 to 71.57. April down $1.27 to 71.12. Meanwhile, March gas down 6 cents to 205, April down 5 cents to 228. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand to cash corn $4.39, March $4.39, April $4.45, new crop $4.05. Cash beans $9.73, March $9.78, April $9.93, new crop $9.73. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.45 and three quarters, March $4.48 and three quarters, April $4.60 and three quarters, new crop $4.15 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.56, April $4.62, June $4.72, new crop $4.16. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $4.33, new crop $4.15, cash beans $9.78, new crop $9.88. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.39, new crop $4.15, cash beans $9.73, new crop also at $9.73. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.61, April $4.68, May $4.70, new crop $4.26, March beans $10.13, April $10.24, May $10.26, new crop $10.05. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.36, March $4.38, new crop $4.07, cash beans $9.82, March $9.86, new crop $9.91. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 217, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 190, market cows 102 to 132, bulls 135 to 162, calves 350 to 980, beef steers 142 to 430, Holstein steers 150 to 345, sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 91 and down, rams 175 and down, goat markets, does 202 and down, bucks 50 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If I'm
Another waitress never leaves you with a half empty glass, and every girl's on the dance floor shaking her well. It's a two-step, three-step, out-of-step country groove. They got a Friday night dead right honky-tonk attitude. Well, now everybody knows that's where everybody goes, just to dance away their blues. So leave your cares behind, it's just a state of mind. What have you got?
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all, and I get whiskey bent and hell bound. Play me some songs about a my clothes and time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Sarah Schmidt with AMPI. And AMPI was recently recognized by the state of Minnesota for some of their international trade things that they have done. And Sarah, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I guess, well, first, congratulations on the award. This is, was this expected?
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for that. Congratulations. We're certainly excited to be the recipient of this year's award. To say it's expected, that would be a no. We learned that there were 2,000 applications for the award this year, and four companies were recognized. So certainly a small company to be a part of, and we're thankful for the recognition.
Now, AMPI had started a targeted program in 2020. So tell us about this program. What did it all involve?
Well, in 2020, that's a heck of a year to start a new program, if we all remember that that time in life. But really, it was precipitated by the fact that the word got out that AMPI makes some world-class champion American sliced cheese. In fact, our sales team was at an event in which they were approached by an interested buyer in China looking for a great tasting, great looking sliced American cheese, of which our Dinner Bell Creamery brand is known for. And that's really what drove interest. That initial interaction happened in 2019. We got to work. We knew that our location in the country is not necessarily conducive to exporting products, but a sliced American cheese can be exported. And so we looked into what it would take. We wanted to enter this space with a long-term view in mind. We didn't want to be a just when the price makes sense supplier of cheese. And so really doing this program with building relationships, that was our goal. With each year, those relationships have grown, the sales have grown. We're now working with several different restaurants and grocery stores throughout Asia, predominantly in China, but then also the Middle East, North Africa.
Wow. Okay. So you started with one buyer for what, like a restaurant or a food service company?
Really, they were in market distributors. So they knew that there was this demand for a high quality sliced American cheese for restaurant chains like Shake Shack and burger pub restaurants, those different niche restaurants in Asia celebrating American cuisine like the cheeseburger, really in demand. Also, once we were there, developed an opportunity to connect with pizza chains in Asia. And so you can find AMPI's Dinner Bell Creamery shredded natural cheese on pizzas throughout.
Wow. Talking with Sarah Schmidt this morning with AMPI. AMPI was recognized by the state of Minnesota for all of their exports program, a big export program that they started really in 2020. So you started with China. How did you go from Asia to North Africa?
And what I'm learning in this space, Brian, is Food people hang out together. So we were at a food show, and once again, a distributor in the Middle East was looking for a high quality piece of American cheese, and they found us. So it's all about making those connections, and it's really one-on-one. So just like here in farm country, we value relationships with our neighbors and with our communities. The same is true when it comes to food. And so people want to know the story behind the food that they're choosing. And as a dairy farmer owned co-op, we know the farmers, we know the cheesemakers, and we know they make a great product. And so that's a story that these markets have really enjoyed and welcomed.
And so is it primarily American cheese, or have you been able to expand some of these exports?
Yeah, the sliced American cheese was our gateway cheese into the market, definitely. And it is produced in Portage, Wisconsin. So sliced American cheese, the primary ingredient is a 500-pound barrel of cheddar cheese. We make that barrel in our Painesville, Minnesota plant. It's brought to Portage where it's made into a sliced American cheese. The other products that Portage makes is packaging natural cheese. And that's natural cheese like the aged cheddar that Blair, Wisconsin is known for, or our pepper jack cheese that our Jim Falls, Wisconsin plant is made known for. So 700-pound blocks of those natural cheese varieties are sent to Portage, and then they are packaged down into 5-pound loaves, or they're shredded and sent for restaurants in 5-pound bags of shredded cheese. So yes, from slices, we've grown to distribute natural cheese varieties as well as shreds or in those loaf forms.
So how's it getting from Portage to where it needs to go? Because again, Portage, I mean, I know they're on the Wisconsin River, so I guess technically you might have a port there, but how are you getting it from there to these markets?
Yeah, good question. If we're going to Asia, we're going west. If we're going to the Middle East, we're going east. So when we go to Asia, we primarily use a truck transport to the West Coast. Los Angeles or the Long Beach port has predominantly taken our product and then shipped it to China. And then when we go to the Middle East, we're going out of New York and traveling through the Mediterranean to get to its final destination.
Now, Sarah, you may not know this, but you know the Port of Milwaukee has been expanded to expand agriculture exports. So is that something that AMPI is looking at, saying, hey, instead of going all the way to New York, we can just go to Milwaukee?
Absolutely. The development of utilizing our Great Lakes as a system for getting products to the world, we're excited to hear about those developments, and we're hopeful it can mean that we can even more affordably get this great tasting cheese to our customers.
And Sarah, do you know about how much you're now exporting overseas every year?
Well, when we look at total plant production out of Portage, where these products are coming from, sales to international customers now represent 20% of annual plant volume. So it's certainly nothing to diminish. To be at that amount of volume coming out of Portage, we're happy to see. And it's not just to Asia and the Middle East. Also in that number is sales to Central and South America and the Caribbean. We have some major customers in food service restaurant distributors who receive our cheese in those areas.
Well, that sounds like it's really expanded quite considerably since 2020. Again, congratulations on that award.
Oh, thank you, Brian. And hey, we've got the cows, we've got the people, and we know how to make great cheese, and the world is hungry for it. So we're happy to grow this area of the co-op's business.
Sarah Schmidt with AMPI. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The wintry weather returns tomorrow in our ag weather forecast. Could see some light snow in portions of the listening area as well. Now, there is a weekend snowstorm that does bear watching for a better chance at widespread accumulating snow. And it does look like the colder active weather pattern will continue into mid-February. Increasing clouds throughout the day today, highs near 14, at north winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with lows near 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of snow in the afternoon, highs upper 20s, southeast winds at around 10. For Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs upper 20s. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the low 20s. For Saturday, snow, 70% chance, moderate accumulations are likely, highs in the mid-20s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs in the low 20s. Looking ahead for Monday, mostly sunny and cold, we'll have highs near 14.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Horses tough out the cold weather, but it's a huge demand on their bodies and they need a little help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Give them all the hay they can eat and fresh water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Horses grow out their coats in the winter and are well adapted to the cold. However, they need more food to keep up their energy level and body weight. Monty Stauffer is a livestock extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says as the temperatures go down, horses need to be fed more energy. The best source of energy for them is hay.
Alfalfa hay has got a little more energy than the grass hay, but both of them can be good quality. Hay, as it ferments in their digestive system, gives off heat, and as it gets colder, they should feed them good quality hay, and the colder it gets, the more hay they should get.
When they're eating all the hay they can, but still shivering or losing weight, then you can start adding grain to increase the energy content. But Stauffer says to do this gradually because it can upset their digestive system if they're not used to getting grain. Make sure there's plenty of fresh water, too. Eating snow doesn't count.
If they drink less water, then that can cause more digestive problems because they're eating a dry hay and dry feed and grain. And if they don't get adequate supply of water, then it can cause impaction, colic, where things are just too dry. So you need to give them plenty of water. The best thing is if you can keep that water between 40 and 60 degrees.
Horses kept in the barn during the winter should be let out for exercise. This increases their appetite and reduces boredom. A bored horse will start chewing, biting, and kicking at its surroundings. When they're in their stall, be sure it's kept clean and there's good ventilation so the horse doesn't develop respiratory problems. Find more information.